Crime Watch, I've got Detective Senior Sergeant Will Watkins. He is in the chair today. He's in charge of the crime units. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Shawnee, and good morning, Wilson.
First thing I want to throw to you about, Will, is you were saying while that song was playing, there's been some fires of late along the causeway and some other areas.
Yeah, that's right. Look,
why are these happening?
Well, we'd like to know that too, but at the moment our investigations are suggesting that it's not suspicious, that these are more along the lines of families taking their children out with the little motorbikes, but for some reason they're pulling off the spark arresters. Now, we live in an area where we have a lot of forests, a lot of grass, a lot of dry matter. We've had no rain for a long time.
Yeah.
So the ground is extremely susceptible to ignition. So
right.
We need to make sure that everyone's aware of the possible causes and just take those precautions. Make sure you leave the exhausts in the proper condition. Put the spark arresters on there and let's avoid any problems.
So it's a matter of leaving the bike as it comes. Are they modifying? Is that what's happening?
The majority are. Occasionally we'll get people that import these motorbikes, little monkey bikes, and they're the ones that don't comply with the Australian design rules.
Right.
Those particular ones cause us grief, and indeed, they need to be registered. So every now and then we head out there and have a bit of a look around, and our highway patrol do a fantastic job. The DALP people as well, they're onto this. They're mindful mm-hmm. of the problem. So, yeah, it's registration's there for a reason, and the majority of the time it is to make sure that the motorbikes pass scrutiny.
They comply. Yeah. Very good. Daytime burglaries, has there been a little bit of a spike in that?
Yeah, in our local area, both around Shepparton and Maroopna, the Shepparton ones are sporadic across the area. It's just a reminder that people need to be vigilant again. We had one recently where the person parked his motor vehicle in his driveway, left the keys in the car with the house keys, goes to bed, locks the door, but of course our villains come along, open the door to the car, grab the keys out. Oh, here's the house key. Let's go in and have a look around.
Oh,
so just
goodness.
The simple precautions people need to take.
Yeah, and quite often it is that. I mean, the amount of people that accidentally leave their cars open as well, and they've got their wallets in there, and they just go along car to car, and they finally do get one.
By no means am I condoning the actions of the victims. We've got to remember
we do forget.
We forget that the victims are victims. It's the crooks that are out there doing the wrong thing. But just make it a little bit harder for them.
Aggravated burglaries, and then there's the normal burglaries as well.
Yeah.
We do know the difference. Has there been a spike in them as well, the aggravated ones?
In Maroopna, we've noticed a significant increase there just over the last couple of weeks. We've got initially it was people breaking into the house to get the car keys and steal the cars. We've had I think half a dozen in the last week or so. Good news is we've solved half of those.
Like
we've
Great.
Out of the six, we've got three people that are going to appear before the courts, but there's three still outstanding, so that means that there's someone still up to no good out there.
Speaking of good news, about 2 or 3 weeks ago I think I spoke on air about the spike in Tatura burglaries.
Yep.
Good news for that, that's dried up a little bit.
It's dried up an awful lot.
Great.
We were focused on gathering intel, and the crime investigation units were working hard with our volume crime response team were focusing on the spike. What ended up our big achievement here was just a bit of old-fashioned policing. The local Tatura police driving around noticed some people that perhaps weren't from our area. Made some checks, did a little bit of inquiring, and were able to uncover a substantial amount of stolen property at an address, solved a significant number of burglaries. Those blokes are locked up and all good.
Having said that, there was an incident in Tatura, and I think it would be fair to say it won't be linked to those burglaries because this is a massive operation. Someone's stolen an irrigation pump worth
70,000 dollars. So we live in a rural environment, and the farm equipment is very expensive. This particular pump is mounted to a trailer with a big diesel engine, a beautiful piece of equipment. Someone snipped it. So if the listeners happen to see an irrigation pump driving around behind a car on a trailer, give us a call.
For sure. And not only that, forget the money value, what that actually does for the farm.
That's
the heart right there.
Yeah.
Of the farm in terms of irrigating crops. That's just unbelievable. I couldn't believe that when you said that before off air. It's worth 65K, and growing up on a farm, I remember going to check the irrigation pump during the night and during the day to think if someone ever stole that, you'd be absolutely stuffed. So make sure you do speak to Crime Stoppers if you know any information there. Let's finish on this. Will, pardon me. Cool Heads, it's a week from now.
Oh, yeah, what a fantastic program. Shepparton Initiative. And it really focuses on driving that message of the risks associated with people on our roads.
So you encourage anyone out there that's got young kids, even if you're in your 20s or your 30s, to head along to this free event?
Yeah, for sure. It's a great event.
And it's confronting.
It is. They show you some things that perhaps you don't expect. And there's some people there that regale their stories of what's occurred to them. They're very personal. It is very confronting.
If you want more information on that, just go to the Greater Shepparton Eyewatch Police Service Area Facebook page. It's up there. You can check out the event. It's a week from now. We will talk about it next week as well. And we've also got it up on our website as well at triplem.com.au. Been talking to Detective Senior Sergeant Will Watkins. He's in charge of the crime units. Thanks so much, Will.
Good on you, Shawnee. Thanks very much.